Today's first reading, a love story, offers a glimpse of marriage in ancient Israel. The joining of the blissful couple, Rebecca and Isaac, has some significance for us as Anglicans. Beginning in the 16th century, the blessing of the couple in the marriage liturgy of the Church of England cited Isaac and Rebecca as exemplars of faithful marital life. Early prayer books of the Episcopal Church included the same prayer. While Isaac and Rebecca offer a biblical model of lifelong monogamous marriage, in fact, they are the only monogamous couple in the entire Old Testament. Yet the customs of an arranged marriage in ancient Israel are far removed from our contemporary experience, and let me assure you now that I am not trying to convince you that they are good things for us today. But there's much more to this story than procuring a wife for Isaac, or, as many commentators refer to this story, the wooing of Rebecca. In part one, Abraham's servant finds a suitable wife for Isaac. And in the second part, the part we heard this morning, the servant tells Rebecca's family how he found her, and so convinces them to allow him to take her away with him. During this season after Pentecost, our lectionary takes us through stories of our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Since this saga takes up most of the book of Genesis, we hear just a few highlights. These are foundational stories for our faith. Stories of God calling a people and making covenants with them. Stories of God's steadfast love. In the New Testament, both Matthew and Luke trace Jesus' lineage to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In today's story, we find Abraham concerned that his only son, Isaac, is still not married. God had made a covenant with Abraham, promising that Abraham's descendants would be as numerous as the stars of heaven and the sand on the seashore. Without a wife for Isaac, there would be no next generation. And Isaac could not marry just anyone. He most certainly could not take a wife who was one of his Canaanite neighbors. Isaac's father, Abraham, had come from a distant land following God's call, and Isaac's wife must come from Abraham's clan, who still lived in that faraway place. Too old to make the journey himself, Abraham entrusts the mission to a servant. Both Abraham and the servant exhibit remarkable faith. Abraham had heard God's promises more than once, and he had learned to trust those promises. Yet he didn't just sit back and wait for God to do something. Knowing that it was important for his line to continue, Abraham did what he could, commissioning his servant, then letting go. Abraham's actions show us his faith. When the servant hesitates, concerned that this woman might not be willing to come with him, Abraham assures his servant that God's angel would travel with the servant and make his mission successful. So the servant is initially uncertain, yet nonetheless, he sets out for Abraham's distant homeland and kin. He chooses an auspicious place to seek a wife, a well. Later, Jacob would meet his wife Rachel at a well, and still later, Moses would meet his wife Zipporah at a well. At the well, Abraham's servant devises a test to determine whether he had found the right woman. Not only would she give him a drink, she would also offer to water his camels, all 10 of his camels. When Rebecca does just that, the servant realizes that Rebecca is the one. She confirms that she is indeed the granddaughter of Abraham's brother Nahor. So the servant gives her a gold nose ring and bracelets and then asks to meet her family. When they welcome him, he proceeds to tell his story and ask to take Rebecca away with him to marry Abraham's son. Everything the servant does is framed by prayer. Arriving at the well, he prays, "O Lord, God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show steadfast love to my master Abraham." He prays that the woman who offers drink for him and his camels would be the one God had appointed to become the wife of Abraham's son. When he meets Rebecca and determines that she is kin to Abraham, he prays again. "Blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his steadfast love and his faithfulness toward my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on the way to the house of my master's kin." Like Abraham, the servant offers us a model of faithful action, undertaking a difficult task, seeking guidance from God, trusting in God's steadfast love, giving thanks for God's faithfulness. All of this happens in community. Abraham assures the servant of God's guidance, and the servant is encouraged, setting forth with new confidence that God will grant him success. The servant tells the story of his encounter with Rebecca at the well to her family, and her brother and father respond by acknowledging God's hand at work. It is curious, though, that it is Abraham's servant who sets out to find a wife for Isaac. Other biblical heroes, including Abraham, venture forth boldly to unknown lands. Both Jacob and Moses would travel to a distant land and meet their future wife. Not Isaac. He is nearly absent from this story. As the servant negotiates with Rebecca's family, the servant refers to his master Abraham by name, yet never utters the name Isaac, who is mentioned only as the son of Abraham, the son who needs a wife from among Abraham's kinfolk. Commentator Liev Teugels points out that Isaac is the bearer of a divine promise, an unexpected blessing for Abraham and Sarah, who miraculously bore a child in her old age. We might expect him to be a powerful and bold actor, clearly embodying God's favor and blessing. Yet Isaac is a remarkably weak and passive character, more anti-hero than hero. when he finally appears at the end of the story of the wooing of Rebecca, he's wandering aimlessly in the fields. When he looks up, he sees not his future wife, but only the camels. As happens so often in Scripture, we find once again that God's ways are not our ways. The one we would expect to be strong and brave, wise and capable, is instead weak and helpless, unable even to seek out and woo a wife. Moreover, in this patriarchal culture where marriages are arranged and women little more than property, Rebecca turns out to be the hero, a woman of action who receives God's blessing. Rebecca's actions are astonishing. She provides a gracious welcome for Abraham's servant, giving a drink of water to the thirsty traveler. And she goes far beyond this ordinary act of hospitality to water the servant's 10 camels. According to National Geographic, a single thirsty camel can drink up to 30 gallons of water in about 13 minutes. For 10 camels, that's a lot of water. Rebecca is not only generous, she is mighty strong. Later, in the servant's negotiation with Rebecca's family, they turn to her and ask whether she will go with the servant. In her culture, this was not the norm. Negotiations for a marriage were made between families, and the prospective bride had little say. Here, Rebecca has the final say, and she is decisive. "I will go," she says. This is no small thing. Rebecca agrees to travel to a faraway land, leaving her home, her family, probably forever, undertaking a hero's journey. Before she goes, her family blesses her. "May you, our sister, become thousands of myriads. May your offspring gain possession of the gates of their foes." This is the blessing Abraham had received, a promise from God, not only that he would have descendants as numerous as the stars and as the sand on the seashore, but also that he would triumph over his enemies. It is not Isaac, but Rebecca who receives this promise. When Rebecca meets Isaac, he finally acts, bringing Rebecca into his mother Sarah's tent. Sarah had died not long ago, and Rebecca moves in, becoming next in line as an ancestor of Israel. Rebecca comforts Isaac after his mother's death, and so grief yields to love and eventually to new life, a new generation to receive God's promises. The story of the wooing of Rebecca is not unique among the stories of our ancestors. Again and again, we meet faithful women and men hearing God's call, responding with courage, trusting in God's steadfast love. May this story of the wooing of Rebecca remind us that God journeys with us and assure us of God's steadfast love.